Cape Talk. Early breakfast with Abs.
Now, there's just little over 2 weeks of the matric final exams left. And I mean, you know, it's that time where you think you can see the finish line, but you're also stressing so much because there's still so much to do. Joining you on the line this morning, though, is Wonga Ntshinga, who is an education expert at the Independent Institute of Education, who warns that learners must actually keep focus right here at the end, because this right here is where it could still mean that you make it or you are broken by everything. Wonga, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Ebs, and thanks for the introduction as well.
Yes, I always say, Wonga, you know, sometimes when you see the finish line, you tend to relax and think it's over. And from your experience, that's not the case.
Not at all. I mean, in the introduction, you have stated that there's 2 weeks left, so there's probably two or three more papers if one has certain subjects or so. Correctly so, this is the time that even fatigue starts creeping in. You might feel a bit exhausted. You might even start thinking negative. So the mistakes are going to start happening. You are thinking, I'm not going to pass. I'm not going to make this. I don't have much power to change things. And this is when you really need now to start thinking positive. And you really need support from parents, guardians, caregivers, and teachers at this time of the year.
And in talking to that, though, what would be one, or if you can, give us one or two pointers that we could focus on when, you know, to those that are writing matric now, what are some of the pointers they should focus on in terms of things to remember at this time?
Well, I mean, you need to have the positive mental attitude. You know, you have to say, I'm in it to win. You are keeping the end goal in mind. And you stick to your roster and avoid cramming. Try and keep into solving the or studying in a form of completing small tasks. Try, as I said earlier on, avoid negative thoughts. And very importantly, try and also get some exercise and change of scenario every now and again.
And in talking to that, you mentioned that there is, you know, you get your parents and you get your guardians that are supposed to be supporting. How do we help those that are in that are stressing at this time?
Well, the downfall is that the parents also get this anxiety and they are probably also stressed, by the way. So they need to, you know, have the intention of saying, I need to give the learner the space to study. So you do not intervene and you go with the method of trying to support the person rather than stressing the learner as well during this time. I'll give an example. So you do not say to the learner all the time, you know, you have to pass this exam. That sentence on its own is stressing. It causes anxiety. Rather say to her, what can I do? All right, I will make copies of the question papers. I will iron that shirt. I will prepare the meal. I'll bring you water. Those are the things that you should be doing, but you do not stress the learner at this time of the year.
If you just joined the conversation, Wonga Ntshinga is an education expert at the Independent Institute of Education, saying that, you know, sometimes the finish line, once you see the finish line, it can be more stressing than actually starting out the race. And yes, we're talking about matric exams, noting that there's just only at least about 2 weeks and more left of the exams. And he's saying to matriculants, they must keep focus on these exams because they may just lose it right here at the end. And in speaking to that, Wonga, we talk about students now focusing on the fact that they need to also be applying to universities or FETs, or it doesn't matter wherever they're going to be studying next year. That stress also, I would imagine, also adds to the pressure.
Correct. Recently, we wrote an article as the Independent Institute of Education around actually preparing for grade 12 in a way that you should actually be applying to this institution using your grade 11 results. And if you can do that while you are at grade 11, at least you take away the anxiety that you might have in grade 12. Grade 12 for us is, you know, your last year in this education, basic education sector. And that is why you need to say, I know by now where I'm going. You should have already applied. You have option A and option B and probably option C as well of what you're going to be doing next year. And by the way, this is the time as well you should be visualizing that next year. You're studying and you're keeping in mind that next year at this time I will be doing A, B, and C. So what I will then do is I will have a timetable on my wall of the current exams, and next to it I'll put a picture and visualize what I want to achieve out of these exams. So, for example, if you're going to be going on holiday, if you are going to be studying for a particular medical degree, you put those pictures next to your timetable and just trying to really visualize the end goal. I mean, your aim is to say, I'm going to take this one step at a time, but in mind I have an end goal, and that end goal is to do A, B, and C. And if you don't visualize it, it's not going to be easy for you to then implement the plan.
Wonga, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And hopefully the matriculants have had your calls. But a very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you so much. To you listening at home also, thank you so much.